Florida has till 2014 to implement some of the provisions in the Federal Affordable Care Act. Governor Rick Scott says the state won't do it, but Regan McCarthy reports some Florida lawmakers say it's too early to start jumping to conclusions.
The Florida Supreme Court upheld most of the Federal Affordable Care Act, also called the Health Care Overhaul Law, but it left a few pieces up to the state. And Florida Governor Rick Scott says he's not implementing anything he can avoid.
It's very disappointing what the Supreme Court did. This is going to be devastating for patients.
Scott made the rounds on a number of national news stations this week, saying the state won't create insurance exchanges, which are meant to help citizens find health insurance coverage and compare prices. He told Fox News Florida won't expand its Medicaid rolls to cover more uninsured Floridians, even though the federal government would cover most of the cost, with the state paying nothing for the first 3 years and then slowly phasing up to cover about 10%. Scott says it just costs too much.
It's not free. I mean, it's $1.9 billion a year.
Right.
You're still paying it. I mean, the Florida taxpayers are paying federal taxes. On top of that, they're only going to cover all of it in the first 3 years.
But some are raising questions about Scott's message. First, there's the question about how much the Medicaid expansion would really cost the state. Scott says about $1.9 billion, but that number includes some state and federal spending and wraps up some non-Medicaid-related costs. Senate President-designate Don Gates says the Florida Senate's Health and Human Services Appropriation Committee staff's getting a number that's closer to $3.8 billion. And the Agency for Healthcare Administration says the expansion would cost somewhere between $1 and $1.4 billion. Other estimates put the number in the hundred millions. Gates says it's not surprising there are so many different cost estimates, but he says no matter what, it comes at a significant cost to the state.
No matter what number you use, the consequence is irrefutable. And that is, it puts additional financial pressure on the people of Florida.
And some, like Representative Perry Thurston, the incoming leader of the Democratic caucus in the House and a supporter of the federal law, say the decision about whether to implement really isn't all up to the governor. Thurston says the governor can set the tone, but at the end of the day, lawmakers will make the decision.
Quite frankly, it's not up to the governor. And to that extent, we're glad to see the leaders in the House, Representative Weatherford at least, indicating that they're going to actually take a look at the implementation aspect of the Medicaid expansion.
Thurston says he feels strongly that implementing all parts of the Affordable Care Act is the best move for the state. He says Florida will continue to have people who need health care and can't pay for it themselves. So he says why not take advantage of the assistance the state is offering? He thinks it could save the state money.
The need will be there. The state will continue to pick it up without this assistance. It will just be done at a higher cost through emergency room care, which is vastly more expensive.
Incoming Senate President Gates says he's agreed with incoming House Speaker Will Weatherford to study the issue before settling on a decision about whether to implement optional parts of the law.
Speaker Weatherford and I have our respective professional staffs and attorneys tweezering through the opinion to determine what Florida's options and obligations are. And all of that is not entirely clear yet, but my guess is it will be. And we'll join with the governor in adopting a policy for Florida going forward, but give us time to read the opinion and understand it before we make a determination as to exactly what our options and obligations are.
Gates says he's not a fan of the act and feels the best thing would be for the measure to be repealed, but he also says he wants to ensure that no matter what happens, Florida is prepared. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.